All the world is my reflection, and I change it momently. All the world is my reflection, and I change it momently. All the world is my reflection, and I change it momently. I look at the world around me, and I see all sorts of things. I see movies. I see television. I see discussions I have with neighbors. I see talks that are on TED and that are on the network, all about what's going on in the world, all about the travels of Obama around the world giving lectures and giving talks and building up the charisma of the United States of America in other countries by his magical beingness. We can all do that. All the world is my reflection, and I change it momently. Yes. All the world is my reflection, and I change it momently. Now, how do I change it? Well, if I'm going to give a talk like Obama's been doing, I can start giving positive talks, wonderful talks. I can start telling the world we want to see the world harmonious. We want to see all the people in the world getting along well together and doing beautiful things together and having a great, enjoyable life together. We want to see all these things taking place and how wonderful they are. And as we see them taking place, we see them in a beautiful, fantastic, glorious way. Now, are you ready to see that? Are you ready to see it? Now, Obama is. He's the President of the United States, but as of January, he'll not be the president any longer, and we'll have a new one. Now, he is going around the world, taking his time right now when he could just be resting and relaxing, and he's going to many of the nations on earth and speaking to them, oftentimes in their own language, and telling them how wonderful they are and what wonderful things the United States is doing with them and what wonderful things they can do, how wonderful they can create their world. He's not looking at the problems that are going on in the world. He's not looking at the incidents that are going on in the world that are tearing it apart. He's looking at the probabilities, at the possibilities. He's looking at the things that are going to make the world a more beautiful place to live for every human being, every man, woman, child, and animal, and everything else, because he's planting seeds of love. He's planting seeds of caring. He's planting seeds of oneness. He's planting seeds of goodness. And these seeds are going to bring forth their fruit. You can be sure of that. And many of them are going to say, why is he talking like that? Why is he saying those things? Why is he telling us these things? Why is he saying all those things to us? Well, because all the world is his reflection. And he changes it momently by the things he says. All the world is our reflection, and we change it momently by the things we say. Now, what things are you going to say? What things am I going to say? What attitudes am I going to have about the world that is around me and all the people who live in it and all the things that they're doing? What am I going to say about that? How am I going to respond to it? How am I going to reflect it in everything that I am? Yes. All the world is my reflection, and I change it momently. Okay. My children are misbehaving. Hoo-hoo! Every family seems to have that happen occasionally. Well, I say my children know the rules. They know the values of life. And they are living by the highest and best that's within them. They're living by the highest and best that's within them. They're living by the highest and best that's within them. And as they live by the highest and best that's within them, what are they doing? They're living according to that which is the ideal for them. They're living according to that which is the perfect for them, that which is the glorious for them, that which is the wonderful for them. And they're doing it now. They're doing it now. They're doing it now. You see, what I'm doing, all the world is my reflection, and I change it momently. I'm putting into motion the truth about my world and my children and my family. I see all living according to the values that we hold most high, most perfect in our minds. And as we hold those values high, those values are reflected back to us in our world. Our world is a reflection of who we are. Our world is a reflection of just what kind of attitude we have about ourselves, what kind of a thought system we have about what's going on in our world, what kind of belief we believe. Now, what do you believe? Well, just look at your life. That tells you what you believe. It's not the experiences you're going through. It's the attitude you have about those experiences that you're going through. It's the attitude you have about your family, the attitude you have about your world, your job, the attitude you have about your government, the attitude you have about everything that you can imagine. That is what you have done, what I have done. It's a reflection of my thinking, a reflection of my expectation, a reflection of my desire and my love and my joy. It's a reflection of all that is beautiful and all that is wonderful and all that is good, and that's exactly what it is. Now, can you be strong and say of your children, they are living to their highest and best? What is their highest and best? It's good, you can be sure of that. But whatever it is, we know it's their highest and best, and we don't put any other cause in motion except that. Our family is living according to their highest and best. I'm living according to my highest and best, and my world reflects back to me the highest and best that I'm living in myself, the highest and best that I have in my attitude about me, the highest and best of who and what I am. That's what my world is reflecting back to me, and it's wonderful. Oh, is it wonderful? It's so fantastic because that's the truth, and that's the only truth. Yes. All the world is my reflection, and I change it momently. All the world is my reflection, and I change it momently, and that's all that matters. You can do that with everything you do. You can do that with everything you think. You can do that with every attitude you have about your life, about your world, about your family, about everything that goes on in your awareness. Whatever is going on in your awareness, it's a reflection of your thought, of your belief, of your knowing this now. Say that all things are the reflection of my knowingness. All things are a reflection of the divine within me, the perfect within me, the beautiful within me. So, Ruby was just talking to the cat, and I had to stop for a second and say, Ruby, back on the bed there. No talking while I'm giving a talk. Now, quiet now. Be a good girl. And, of course, she's a good girl. She instantly jumped up on the bed like I asked her, and she instantly settled down and is all set for the night. Now, we are in charge of our world. All the world is a reflection of our thinking, and I change it momently. As Ruby was barking at Sammy, I told Ruby, no, on the bed, settle down now. I changed it momently. And as I changed it momently, I got the response momently, and it happened momently. This takes place in your life and my life all the time. And the reflection that we have in our world is a reflection of who and what we are and how wonderful we are. So today, make this reflection something that shines out of you, that shines out in your world. It's your highest and best. And as you look at your children, it's their highest and best. And as you look at the world around you, it's its highest and best. As you look at the other nations in the world, it's their highest and best. No one could ever fault you for wanting their highest and best. But we must be made aware in our consciousness that it's our highest and best that we do want. It's our highest and best that is important for us. It's our highest and best that is all that we choose to experience and know and be our reflection. So make your reflection your highest and your best now, today, and forevermore, and let it be the truth about you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.